Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'll be reviewing the voice of multi-billionaire entrepreneur and businessman Elon Musk.
Through most of our life, we get through life by reasoning by analogy.
Now, Elon Musk, of course, due to his position in the world, has to do a lot of public speaking. However, he's not necessarily a public speaker. He's not necessarily a gifted spokesman, even though he is the spokesman for his business. But that was more through necessity as opposed to will. He's a businessman first and foremost. He is a visionary. He wants to go and reach Mars and get people to live there. He runs Tesla. He started PayPal. So he's a person that spends a lot of time thinking and a lot of time dealing with others. So he's had to use his voice. However, there's a few things I've noticed about his voice which we can recognize in him in order to maybe see what it is he's doing. So therefore we can either maybe copy what we like from it or leave the habits which we feel are detrimental to our own communication skills. So let's take a look at a little clip of Elon Musk speaking now.
Well, I do think there's a good framework for thinking is physics, you know, the sort of first principles reasoning. I mean, generally, what I mean by that is boil things down to their fundamental truths and reason up from there, as opposed to reasoning by analogy. Through most of our life, we get through life by reasoning by analogy, which essentially means kind of copying what other people do with slight variations. And you have to do that, otherwise it's mentally, you wouldn't be able to get through the day.
So my first observations on Elon Musk is that he seems to not stutter, but he does stumble quite a lot in finding the words he uses. Now, I do that as well. Everyone does it. It's completely natural to stumble and stutter from time to time. It really is. But he's doing it a lot. And the reason he's doing that is because he's been asked a fresh question. And he is clearly someone who is seeking for the right answer. He's a bit of a perfectionist, clearly, maybe through his business world that might be obvious, but in the words he's choosing to use as well. And he doesn't want to just chat the way I do and just blah, let it all out. He wants to consider every word to the minutest detail, it seems. And the reason I can tell that is because of this.
Well, I do think there's a good framework for thinking.
And the fact that he's vocalizing his thoughts on the way there rather than just pausing and going quiet, like, before he speaks, he then knows he's finding it. In fact, he's using that as a little way to help him find that he's sure about what he's saying. He's just not sure if it's fully formed yet. So he's judging himself. That's essentially what he's doing. Why is this important to his voice? Well, because the way you feel about yourself has a massive impact on the way you use your voice and the way the effect you have on others. But obviously he's been in a position where he's got to be very careful about what he says. He's in the public eye a lot. So I think he's developed the habit of being very conscious and very thoughtful about what he's going to say. And being conscious is really taking his mind away from being in the moment and being present. So he is present, but he's digging deep a lot. He's really going inside, and he's trying to match his conscious mind with his subconscious mind. So he's trying to connect, but because it's a new question, I think the balance isn't quite there in his body. And here's the thing. He's clearly not a small person. He's got a fairly big size, and he's got a fairly round, rich voice too. Now, I know he was born in South Africa, but he definitely sounds more American, and I guess that's because he's lived in the States for most of his life. But something else he does with his body, again, this is not necessarily about his voice, but the voice for me is not just what you say with your mouth. It comes out in other ways. He gesticulates very similarly to Akala, who was an English rapper who I reviewed last week, in the fact that he has to produce sounds and move his hands at the same time in order to find things. And he does his symmetrical very similarly to myself and Akala. However, his hands are much lower down, which means he's keeping his body open and he's not bringing it up here. I mean, mine's sort of mid-chest when I gesticulate, and so was Akala's, but his is down, much further down, at elbow height. Now, I'm not too sure of the neurological reasons behind this, but I know it means something, and I think I'll look more into that when I give him a full analysis. This form of expression and using your hands is a way for him to draw out the information that he's got inside and to visualize it. I think he's a very visual person. I think he sees things, and what's happening in is trying with his hands to gesticulate it, and that's where he's getting stuck, is somewhere between the vision he has for something and articulating it into words, making sure, being his, you know, his precise nature, that he gets it accurate every time he speaks. But he's very relaxed. He just adds a bit of tension into his face, because of this thinking, because of this conscious thought, he's really driving energy into his mind, and that's kind of hunching him over a little bit, and because he's relaxed, that luckily that's okay. But I think he might have a bigger voice should he change his posture a little bit and maybe sit up a bit more. He's very kind of a forward person. Actually, he's a good example of someone who tucks his neck in like that and brings his shoulders up.
Well, I do think there's a good framework for thinking.
It's almost like he's apologizing for not quite getting it right when everyone knows he's a genius and he's going to get it right. But I think his methodical and analytical approach is kind of drawing him inside himself, and the way he's changing his instrument will have an effect. If he was more relaxed and down like here, he may slow his speech down and find that there's less need to gesticulate so much and to stutter and stumble his way to finding words. Again, it's relaxation. But he's the way he is because of who he is and what he does. His mouth is very relaxed when he speaks, though, and not necessarily in a way that helps him articulate. He's actually a little bit lazy with his speech. So he's just really, he doesn't want to go too far and open his mouth too wide. He's very kind of relaxed. His energy is quite low, and that comes across in his speech.
Which essentially means kind of copying what other people do with slight variations. And you have to do that, otherwise it's mentally, you wouldn't be able to get through the day.
He just speaks very clearly, but without too